good day to you. This is Ralph C. Jensen, editor of Security Products Magazine. In today's podcast, I want to focus on video analytics and its applications. With me today is Dr. Alan J. Lipton, the Chief Technology Officer at Object Video. Dr. Lipton oversees a team of more than 50 scientists and engineers that develop and commercialize computer vision technologies for applications such as security, surveillance, and business intelligence gathering. Good day, Dr. Lipton, and let me begin by asking you, what is video analytics?
Well, good day to you, and video analytics is really the science of turning imagery into information. It's about automating the process of watching video. Computer software, computer algorithms that look at a video feed and extract whatever information you need from that video feed.
What applications have you found for video analytics?
We've found many applications for video analytics. It really starts with security, where you have CCTV systems, that's closed circuit television systems, that monitor areas for security events like intrusion detection. But beyond that, we've found many, many applications ranging from business intelligence to healthcare monitoring to retail and banking monitoring, and even as far as building automation and residential security.
In your opinion, Dr. Lipton, what are customers demanding from analytics?
We've found that customers have some pretty broad range of expectations for video analytic capabilities. In the security realm, they really require very, very high accuracy. They require the ability to really catch the bad guy and not generate large numbers of false alarms. The requirements are different in different industries. If you're in a business intelligence gathering applications like people counting, they require that you're just able to count the number of people that enter a store or enter a business area. And all the way down to just looking at occupancy. Where are there people in a space so we can control lighting, control heating, and perform other kinds of building management applications?
Well, there surely seems to be a lot of hype in the market. How do you separate real applications from marketing exaggeration?
This is a very good question. Analytics hasn't been around for very long. It's a fairly new science and a fairly new product area and new market. And it's kind of like the Wild West, and people are making all kinds of outrageous claims about what analytics can do. I think the best advice I can give to people looking to separate fact from fiction is to really do your homework, do a bit of due diligence, find out if the claims made by various analytics vendors are real, find out if there are people actually using those techniques and technologies for real applications, or if it's just, frankly, you know, a PowerPoint presentation. And once people do a bit of due diligence, they'll soon be able to separate the wheat from the chaff.
What is your strategy for delivering analytics capabilities to the marketplace?
It's a very important question to figure out how to best deliver analytics to a marketplace. And we at Object Video have really taken our egos off the table here, and we've concluded that video analytics isn't a complete solution unto itself, but rather it's a component of a solution. And when you're buying a video system, a CCTV system, you want that analytics component to be part of some other device you have. It might be in a camera, it might be in a router, it might be in an encoder or a video storage and management device. So it's very important that we can get the technology into these devices. For that reason, our strategy for delivering analytics has been very much an OEM or an equipment manufacturer strategy. We provide a low-level software library that does this analytics capability and turns the information, turns the imagery into information. We call that library Object Video Onboard. And that library then is sold to OEMs who themselves build the cameras and the encoders and the video recorders, and they just embed our technology within those devices.
What should customers look for, or maybe I should say, what should they look out for in a video analytics solution?
In my opinion, there are really three areas that you want to look for in an analytics solution or perhaps an analytics vendor. And those three areas are really technology, product, and the company. Look for the technology. You want to make sure that it has been well vetted, has been tested in the field, has lots of real operational hours behind it. Make sure that there's a good strong science pedigree behind it and a good roadmap in front of it. In terms of the product, make sure that that product is one that will fill your operational needs. There is no point perhaps in buying a large PC-based enterprise solution for analytics if in fact that won't fit within your budget or it won't fit in the sort of form factor that you're looking for your environment. You may want to buy the analytics as part of a camera or part of an encoder or router instead. So make sure the product does what you need it to do. And then, I guess in terms of the product as well, make sure it has the functionality that you require. It's really important that you know what it is you're looking for and you know what you're trying to get from the analytics and make sure that the product can deliver that. As far as the company is concerned or the vendor is concerned, you want one with a good track record, you want one who's big enough and I guess well-financed enough to support you in your ongoing work with video analytics, because we've found that the customers who buy one function or one feature today will buy, you know, two more tomorrow and three more the day after and will have ongoing needs. So they want to make sure, the customers want to make sure that the analytics company or vendor can really support that.
Dr. Lipton, thank you for your time today. I have one last question as we wrap up this podcast. Where is analytics going?
Well, analytics is really in its infancy right now and has a long way to go. And we're going to find video analytics in all kinds of places that we really never expected it. We're going to find it in our automobiles, helping us stay safe, helping us stay on the road. We're going to find it in our buildings, helping control our light and our heat and our energy usage, helping emergency management personnel locate people in buildings and handle folk in times of emergencies. And of course, we're going to see video analytics in traditional places like in security, in airports, in seaports, in transportation systems, even as far as residential security as well. So video analytics is going to be everywhere. There are going to be new features and new functions. And I wouldn't be surprised to find that, you know, every cell phone that is sold in the next 10 years or so will have some kind of analytics capability as well as every other piece of video equipment. So it's really got a long way to go.
Dr. Lipton, thank you for your time today. It's been a pleasure speaking with you.
Thank you very much.